Can we do a little shout out? I'm feeling shouting outish right now. Want to give a shout out this morning for me to Brittany at IU Health Saxony. That's up in Fishers, and I've been there, had my hip replacement there. But I'm really ringing in this week and this month and this year with my medical deductibles. Yeah. I'm like, let's just get everything for free now that I had a hip surgery and I'm out of pocket. So I got a sleep study done because I think a lot of it's just because I'm fat. Because when I lost weight, my neck wasn't so big, not so much fat around my neck. I didn't snore as bad, but now it's bad again because I'm so big. It's just hard to sleep at night, and my wife's kicking me and punching me. So I went there and I picked up the kit for a sleep study. I did it at home. By the way, you can see the video. I am not shirtless. I am covered. Radio Now 100.9 on our Facebook page. But she, as soon as I walk in, I was going to be like, at 11 o'clock point, I'm like, hi, my name is Joe Pesh. She's like, I know who you are.
She listens?
Yeah, she listens. She says she listens usually every morning around 7:15 to about 8 o'clock till she gets to work. So just
awesome.
Depending on her day. So that's so cool when people tell us that stuff and think she likes. And she chimed in yesterday how we were talking about the guy that, like a girlfriend of mine, busted her boyfriend taking photos at IKEA.
Yeah.
Of girls. But she's like, I do that time to time. But it's not for me. It's for her friends. Kind of like you mentioned how she does that. Like, hey, oh my gosh,
you should check
this guy out here at the Y or whatever. So I want to give a shout out to her this morning.
Well, that's funny you say that because I actually got a message yesterday from a girl that I went to high school with. But we weren't like close friends in high school or anything. So it's not like we ever talked.
But you were a member, though.
Yeah, yeah. So it was funny. So she randomly messaged me and I got to read you this. She says, and she, by the way, so disclosure, she doesn't live in the United States anymore. She lives in Sweden.
Oh.
She's a teacher in Sweden. So this is what she messaged me. I don't think that's what they sound
Hello,
like.
Hello, Alex. I'm in Sweden. Yeah.
I don't think that's what they sound like.
Maybe that's Dutch. I don't know. Okay. Hello.
I think that sounds Dutch to me.
Is it? Okay, probably. I'm on the Facebooks. I'm sipping on my Swiss Miss.
She says, hey, Alex, it's been a while. Hope all is well. Just had to share with you that I love your morning show in Indy. A while back, I saw the story you posted about the crazy knitting lady, and I had to listen. Now, if you are a new listener to the Joan Alex Show, and you have no idea what the knitting lady is, everything that we do is always podcasted on RadioNowIndy.com if you click on Joan Alex Show. And this was earlier this year.
Duh, I mean, it was a long time ago.
It was a while back. But this 28-year-old girl said that she still was being breastfed by her mother. It's iconic.
Just go to our RadioNowIndy.com and you'll find it.
Yeah,
it'll ruin
your life. You need to hear it. So she says, a while back, I saw the story you posted about the crazy knitting lady and I had to listen. I realized that you guys had full podcasts, so I listened to a few more. It made me realize how much I missed radio stations in English because there's only Swedish radio here. So now I'm an avid listener while I get ready for work in the morning. The boyfriend has even started singing the Chicken Nugget song from time to time. Just wanted to spread some love and share that you have two listeners in Sweden now.
Oh,
all
man.
The best to you.
International.
Isn't that neat?
We're like Pitbull over
here.
We
got worldwide. Mr. and Mrs. 305.
So wait, okay. Kind of impromptu here. With as far as Sweden, right? You said?
IKEA? I don't really know anything else about Sweden. Everybody's blonde there, I think.
Sweden and Switzerland are different things, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Switzerland is like the Sound of Music, I think. Like
Swiss
Alps.
Like the hills have music.
Like,
or
I genuinely really don't know that much about Sweden. I know Swedish fish, but I don't even know if that's like a thing there. Like, you know how like French fries aren't actually from France?
From France, yeah.
So I'm like, well.
Do they? I'm probably wrong. Don't they have like, was it ABBA or somebody from Sweden?
Oh, yeah. The group ABBA.
Okay. That's not too bad.
Oh, it said, I looked it up. I looked up fun facts about Sweden for kids.
Let's hear them.
The main official language of Sweden is Swedish Svenska.
Svenska.
Svenska. But the country also has five other official languages. Finnish, Yiddish, Sami, Meänkieli, and Romani.
Meänkieli.
No, have one language.
Do you think like when you're in Sweden, it's like, hey, you're in Sweden, speak Swedish.
Like people in America say.
This is America. We don't speak that Spanish.
They've got five known languages there.
They have something called
a crayfish party.
Pause. They have other music from Sweden.
What?
Ace of Base is from Sweden?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Sweden is the world's third largest exporter of music after the United States and the United Kingdom. Who knew?
Oh, my. This is bringing me back to, like, fifth grade. You what?
So they have this thing in the summertime called a crayfish party.
Let's get cray.
crayfish.
That fish cray.
They eat and drink. It's in August. They boil crayfish and they have boiled potato and dill. Their popular main sports are ice hockey and soccer or football. Soccer to us, football to them.
Yeah, they kick it with their feet.
They
okay.
also do handball, golf, gymnastics, athletics, and cross-country skiing.
Wow, I didn't realize so much was going... We should move to Sweden.
Oh, remember the saying, like... that's being Switzerland. I was going to say, they've remained neutral in all wars since 1814. So I was about to be like, you know the saying when people are being Swedish? And I was like, no, wait, that's remaining Switzerland on the subject.
I don't think I would brag about being neutral. That means you're a coward. Like, you got to stand up and say what side you're on.
We have two listeners there. Whoa.
Yeah, but they're naturally Americans, though, right?
Not her boyfriend. Swedish.
I might consider breaking up with them then. I didn't know that they were so neutral on things. What are you going to do with North Korea, huh?
I don't know, but they've got low unemployment. That is good. They have low birth rate.
Oh, that's boring. That means they're not hooking up at all. What are you doing there in Sweden?
They have a highly developed welfare system and one of the world's longest life expectancies. So, shout out to Meredith and her boyfriend, whose name I can't pronounce, in Sweden.
I love it. There you go.
Yeah.
I'd love for you to tweet us if you listen to the show or you check out our podcast. If you listen to anywhere else besides like India or Sweden, like where do we have listeners at? Do we have listeners in Ohio?
Yeah, your grandma.
Well, not anymore after what happened. She's kind of pissed.
Oh. So
she's back to NPR right now. So, and her classic hits and her soft rock. So yeah, shout out to those people. We really appreciate it
Europe,
when you listen to
Europe
us.
Europe is also from Sweden. Do you love Europe or something?
One second, please. Sorry.
There's no way we have any music from them in our system. Absolutely no way.
You're right, we don't. But this is I didn't realize so much musical power came out of such a neutral state or country, whatever they are. Okay, cool. Well, yeah, shout outs to all you good people out there.
Yay!